What's the first headline then, Steve?
Yes, making our big cover photo. Finally, he said yes. Alistair's gentle nudge down the aisle. Yes, after 10 years of dating and a failed prior engagement, Alistair's partner decided to take matters into her own hands.
1990, Gillian asked me if I would marry her. I said yes, and I got cold feet. I went yellow and I bottled it, and it's the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life. Come 2002, Gillian, my good lady, had been out and had a couple of gins with a friend of hers, came home. We were having a heated discussion.
A heated discussion?
A heated discussion in the kitchen. And I'm not going to swear, Gillian did. And she says, well, are you ever going to marry me or not? You see? And I said, right, okay, let's get married.
Ahoy there. Headline number two. Engaged. Proposal in Waterhead public toilets. Liz told us about her friend's unusual proposal.
These particular friends of ours confessed that he had proposed to his wife at Waterhead toilets. The ladies' toilet.
What was he doing in the ladies' loo?
The gentleman's apparently was closed.
Did he go down on bended knee? Is what I need to know.
I don't think any of us dared ask.
Sorry. Taking the third spot on the cover is a beautiful story from Denise, who met the love of her life at the age of 9. And she told her mother there and then that she would marry him. After 48 years of marriage, they are still very much in love.
Just got a lovely feeling when I saw him, and I just said to my mum, I think I would like to marry him. And she just says I would be silly because I was only a 9-year-old. We both started work and he went his way and I went my way. His friends he'd had since he was a young boy became my friends. Breen and Ted were going to get married, and they were going to, Jeff was going to be best man.
Uh-huh.
And I was just going to be the guest at the wedding. Randolph said that he was going to drop us off all at home because they knew Jeff and I lived in the same street. Jeff got into the car and he sat down and he just turned to me and he said, I think we'll just get married now. And that was the first time I'd spoken to him.
Snowdrop surprise is the next story. David surprised his friend Kate by planting snowdrops outside of her bedroom window in the shape of a heart.
I decided I would surprise my lady friend, and I put some snowdrops in her lawn underneath the bedroom window in the shape of a heart, and she was absolutely tickled pink with them.
That is a very, very clever thing to do.
Well, I just thought, well, something that will come up every year and it'll just remind her that somebody cares for her.
That's a brilliant idea and one I'll certainly borrow. The fifth and final story on the cover comes from Dot. The headline, We Do. She called the show to tell us about her son's very romantic proposal in France on New Year's Eve.
He'd been down to London because he had to travel with his work, and he'd had a ring made down there and not told her. And while they were in France on New Year's Eve, he proposed to her in the village square, down on one knee in the snow with the snow falling and all the instructors from France, they come through the valley with torches to celebrate New Year's Eve, and he went down on one knee and proposed to her.
Aww, a collective aww. We're all very, very romantic here in Brampton.